Now, the rest of the story. During the summer of 1930, the state of Maryland was gripped by the worst dry spell in years. Now, this made it easy on the weather forecasters, who felt safe in their routine prediction, no relief in sight. But all of a sudden, the newspapers in Baltimore began publishing their own weather bulletins. And hear this one. Steady rainfall within 24 hours. Well, Maryland's accepted meteorological authorities had a good laugh at that prediction. Steady rainfall within 24 hours. You see, the stability of the regional air masses was simply too great to support precipitation. But luckily, nobody was laughing too hard or leaning back too far in the process, or they'd have drowned in the downpour. Because sure enough, it occurred no less than 19 hours after Baltimore papers had hit the stands. Steady rainfall within 24 hours. Clear, liquid gold had been discovered in Maryland, and it was the newspapers in Baltimore that first saw it coming. In sequence, the city and then the state, and at last the entire eastern seaboard, turned to the Baltimore papers for accurate weather predictions, and the accuracy seemed absolutely unfailing. Within 2 months, the New York Times was offering Manhattanites, the Baltimore hotline to the weather gods. Some people were calling it Project Napoleon. And this much I will say, for all of the sometimes weather-predicting devices, from the simplest mantle barometer to the most sophisticated weather satellite, you may have at this moment in your very own home a meteorological instrument so sensitive, so discriminating, that you can turn off the TV weatherman and follow it with greater confidence. From the earliest aneroid barometer through the so-called electronic weather mapping brain, first used in 1955, and right down to the satellites, which today send us actual front pictures from aloft, weather prediction is really not much better than it was 50 years ago. Bear in mind that tomorrow's weather depends on the activity of what we call air masses. An air mass moving over a surface colder than itself is thermodynamically warm, stable. Cold air is heavier, so the underside of the warm air mass, cooled by the earth below it, tends to stay where it is. Naturally, the opposite is true of cold air mass, the underside of which is warmed by the earth, creating an imbalance. Now, the problem of weather forecasting is to follow these air masses and to predict what they're going to do next. And so far, the science of meteorology offers no guarantees. But back in 1930, a comparatively primitive era for weather forecasting, the newspapers in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, could tell you in effect what those air masses were going to do. On a given day, the weatherman might say, rain, but if that column circulated in the Baltimore papers said no rain for 24 hours, you could be assured there'd be no rain. And the fact that Maryland citizens were depending on something called Project Napoleon became a curiosity throughout the eastern seaboard. More and more wanted to know if it was true. And it was. For you see, the secret of the Baltimore papers, their hotline to the weather gods, in reality was a telephone line to a Baltimore woman named Mrs. Fanny Shields. Fanny would telephone them the next day's weather after observing the precise position in which Napoleon slept. And now, Napoleon? Her pet cat. And now you know the rest of the story.